I am so excited for my first guest of the day. We have been talking lots about this amazing gig coming up with Vera Ellen Voom in the amazing Reb Fountain. And we're all very, very excited for that gig. And I'm delighted to have Reb Fountain on the line with me this morning. But not just here to talk about that tour. There's a wee surprise out today. And I'm sure we'll get to it. But firstly, good morning, Reb. How are you?
Morena, I am very well. Thank you so much.
How's life? What's been happening?
Well, we've just been gearing up for the tour. I had rehearsal last night and also preparing to share this new tune with everyone today. Well, not a new tune, yeah. One of like New Zealand's most iconic tunes, yeah. Our version of it.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was like, oh, can we call this new? But like, yes and no, I guess. It is new, sort of.
I guess it's a new interpretation, right?
Yeah, exactly. Now, for those who are wondering what on earth we're talking about, Reb, you have just released a cover of the iconic How Bizarre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's such an amazing song in its own right, and how could you possibly cover that song, you know, as the original, because it's so genius. And I guess what we tried to do was find our own take on it, maybe in many ways the flip side of the song, and share it in a new light, really.
Yeah, and I would say you've done a fantastic job of that. Like, if this just came out, and the original How Bizarre didn't exist, you know, you'd think this is comfortably like the song. Now, I've got to ask, what made you do this?
Well, we really wanted to do a song from New Zealand, and it's not really, I mean, in many ways, this is like one of New Zealand's greatest songs of all time, you know, like, and especially the mass impact that it had internationally. And it also, you know, the story that we all kind of vaguely know or know a little bit about around Pauly and this, you know, huge rise to fame, and you know, and a fall from that as well. And so, yeah, for us, it was just a beautiful song that, because we couldn't do it exactly like the original, because it's just perfect, we sort of dive into the tragedy, I guess, of it all, you know. It's just and the journey of an artist, really. And that felt really relevant to New Zealand Music Month, to the artist process, and yeah, so there's a lot of reasons.
God, that is so beautifully put. Now, what's it like doing a cover? Does it feel different to like recording your own music?
To me, it's a really sacred act. You know, you're working with someone else's song, so I feel like a different kind of weight. Even when I perform, like, we don't do a lot of covers. I've only ever recorded two others. One of them was Peggy Seeger's Swim to the Star for an album called Iris. And when we wanted to record that, I reached out to her, and she emailed me back this most glorious email. You know, she's about 85, and she's got arthritic hands, and she wrote this, and typed out this amazing email to me about cover, and I really realized how precious it was, you know, and how much I wanted to honor someone else's work. And I think with How Bizarre, you know, similarly, it means so much to so many people. And after reaching out to Pauly's whānau and co-writers and colleagues, you can see how it's still so much embedded in their life experience.
Yeah, right,
you know?
Right.
And also for all of us, you know, the audience has a really strong relationship with that song. It crossed so many across cultures and communities and brought us together in it, as music can do, you know. So, yeah, I take it pretty seriously. And at the same time, you know, it's a song. So all of those things.
God, you just spoke about that so beautifully. And, like, yeah, I think you've made a really, really fascinating point there. Speaking of taking things seriously, you, of course, are merely a part of this incredible tour coming up. Just the most killer combo of artists. And you really are the cherry on the ice cream there. How are you feeling about this upcoming tour with Vera Ellen and Voom?
I'm super excited. You know, a lot of the time, you know, going out and putting on a tour or shows yourself is really stressful. Mm. But this one is, you know, it's not our show. We just get to jump on board this train. And you know, we love Voom and Vera Ellen. I'm just really keen to party. And getting to go on the road with your mates is so cool. And to be able to celebrate their music and do something new with our own. And I think at the moment, you know, it's hard out there. Like, there's definitely a weight, a heaviness in the air for folks. And even though it's hard to get out of your pajamas and off the couch and outside, I'd encourage everyone to come along, because we're going to bring a lot of joy and spirit with us, you know. And that connection, I think, is really valuable, particularly in these times that feel so depressed. Music brings us together, you know.
Oh,
so,
absolutely,
yeah. I'm really looking forward to it.
And, like, I think it's fascinating, kind of, how do I put this? The atmosphere of kind of collaborative shows like this. Like, when you have more than one artist, it instantly feels like it's this sort of, like, communal fun thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, to be honest, it is. Like,
yeah,
we're mates, you know, and we've played together in other forms before, but you really, it's very rare. Like, folks go to see a festival and maybe you get a lineup, but it's rare that bands can go on the road anymore, you know, and take the show out to the people. So it's really a treasure for us, and I hope for people who come to the show as well, you know, just that you kind of get to see everything in one place, and we're going to be having a really great time and enjoying each other's music, and I think that's really important to uplift my fellow peers and to keep that community alive and foster that community spirit, especially in the face of capitalism and what's going on in the world at the moment. You know, like, we really need to foster that socialist spirit. So this is one way of doing it.
Absolutely. And, like, I always, you know, love considering art escapism, but, oh, man, is that more needed now than ever, really. Like, oh, dear. It's just a night to forget about things. Do you have any wee surprises for... Well, it's not a surprise if you tell me, but...
we're going to just try all sorts of stuff, to be honest, and those who are there will get to enjoy and reap the benefits of it, you know. Like, it's an opportunity, I'll just say that, to do some things that we wouldn't normally be able to do, and so we won't miss stuff, yeah.
And I had to be cheeky and ask, you know, you're already doing plenty, but what else has been going on for you? How is 2024 in general for you?
Oh, like mayhem, like everybody else. Just a huge hustle to survive. But, like, the way that I do that is by generating work, you know, as a creative artist. So many of the listeners will know, you know, it's very self-driven, and you have to create what they call content, but really art, in order to maybe make a living. So, but yeah, I do it because I love it. So, yeah, we've been recording. We've got a new record, Round the Bend, and we're just doing as possible.
Now, content. That's always the word of the day, really, isn't it?
Oh, it's just horrid, isn't it? Yeah, really hard. And it's not my forte, but I'll tell you what, I do like writing songs. I really enjoy the recording process. I absolutely love, I'm not swearing, but I really do. Performing is just my favourite thing. And connecting people, you know, and reminding us of our humanity. Like, some people go to a gig to escape things, and sure, we all do that on a certain level, but we also do it to remember that we're human, you know, that we're beyond, it's more than just the hullabaloo of life, you know, that we're so often in a frantic kind of rat race state. And I think we need that connection, and it also helps us think about what else we might want for our future, you know. So I'm deeply political about it, that it's a service that, and I just want to keep doing that.
Well, do not apologize, because I do hold to an extent the belief that, you kind of have to be political, you know. I don't know how non-political you can be anymore, which, I'm not saying that everyone has to talk politics all the time, but, you know, it is, it's there. It's the elephant in the room, you know?
I think, you know, many of us have lived under this illusion that the democracy kind of takes care of itself. I don't really know much about it, so it doesn't affect me. And part of it's been fostered, right? We don't have proper civics education.
Yeah, no, totally. And, oh, my God, yes, preach.
Yeah, you know, and so we need to cultivate ways of reminding people that their voice matters, and that we can make a difference, and that, you know, actually democracy is not an innate thing about being human, or that idea of community is not innate. We have to foster it, especially in a world that seeks to sort of divide us with colonization and capitalism and patriarchy. You know, there are these forces, these sort of benevolent forces that are disconnecting us from nature, from ourselves, and from our whānau. And music is this, and art is this beautiful tie that binds us, because it's not a commodity, you know. It's actually who we are. And I think the more we can connect with that, the better.
Oh, God, that is so, so well put.
I can ramble to you anymore. I get less articulate as the day goes on.
Yeah, oh, my God, same. I use all my good stuff for breakfast and then can't think of anything all day. Now, a little, I've got to let you go soon, but I have to ask, and this is a bit of a right turn from what we've been talking about, but you mentioned content before, and I've had a weird number of guests recently mention how they're trying to get into using TikTok. Are you brave enough for that yet?
I'm not anti TikTok. I just struggle with social media generally, and I don't spend a lot of my time on screens. So you know, there's many factors there. But I'm certainly gonna move in that direction. Well, not shift there, but like dip my toes in the water as we go. I mean, it's, you know, just like anything else, it's super fascinating, and I don't know why I haven't done it before, but I think it's just because it's an additional thing, and I'm older, and I'm like, oh, another thing.
barely older.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I warn you now that it's not actually, if I'm being honest, it's not the easiest app to use, but hey, embrace it. I loved that diplomatic answer. Hey, thank you, Reb, for joining me this morning. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you and to kind of hear your beliefs and philosophies is just so lovely. And this is an exquisite cover you've done as well. You should be so proud of yourself. So thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Great. Thank you for having me. Do the listeners get to hear it now?
Oh, they certainly do. Oh, hell yeah, they get to hear it now. And we'll
see you guys at the show.
Yes, absolutely. I'll be screaming and shouting and hooping and hollering and all that.
Excellent.
Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
You too. Thanks so much, everybody.
And as we have teased, you do indeed get to hear this cover now. This is Reb Fountain's cover of How Bizarre. Do enjoy it. It's really made it her own here. It's super fun. Enjoy.
Brother Pele's in the back, sweet Zena's in the front, cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun. Suddenly red blue lights flash us from behind. Loud voice booming, please step out onto the line. Pele preaches words of comfort, Zena hides her eyes. Policeman taps his shades, is that a Chevy 69? How bizarre. Destination unknown as we pull in for some gas. A freshly pasted poster reveals a smile from the past. Elephants and acrobats, lions, snakes, monkeys. Pele speaks righteous, Sister Zena says funky. How bizarre. Ooh, baby, it's making me crazy. Every time I look around, every time I look around, every time I look around, it's in my face. Ringmaster steps out, says the elephants left town. People jump and jive and the clowns have stuck around. TV news and cameras, there's choppers in the sky. Marines, police, reporters ask where, for, and why. Pele yells, we're out of here. Zena says, right on. Making moves and starting grooves before they knew we're gone. Jumped into the Chevy, headed for big lights. Wanna know the rest? Hey, by the rights. How bizarre. Making me crazy. Every time I look around, every time I look around, every time I look around, it's in my face. It's in my face. Every time I look around, every time I